Attention listeners, this is the B-Man's father. Now you all better join the Patreon or else my son's gonna stop doing the podcast. Patreon.com/world record podcast. It's only $5 a month. $54 if you sign up for a whole year. $54, that's half the price of a pair of Jordans. And it offers so much more entertainment than a pair of Jordans. Now, if you don't listen to my son's podcast, and if you don't join the Patreon, I'm going to beat my son, and I'm going to find you, and I'm going to kill you, too. Buy some merch and watch the videos on YouTube, and also go to worldrecordpodcast.com, and you can just subscribe, listen everywhere, and all that shit. All right, now enjoy this episode.
Sit back and enjoy. This is the A-Train Only Podcast. Take it away, A-Train.
I already said I can't because I don't know how to use the computer. But I'll do it next time.
You have a keyboard. That's actually better than a computer.
But I don't know how to play it.
You know how to play a keyboard.
Not really.
Just wing it.
What do you guys think? Do we look more yellow today? Looks better.
Yeah. The lighting was adjusted in the studio, but you know what? Most of you are just listening to it. Here's a poll. Should we just stop with the videos already? Nobody gives a shit, right?
You've been saying that for like a year.
Yeah, but I mean, we've put so much work into it that I'm like, nobody, doesn't anybody want to see? I mean, people, you know, there's all these videos of like fucking Theo Von and shit sitting around at a wooden table. Everything's just, you know, guys sitting, nothing against Theo Von. I'm just using that as an example. Chris D'Elia sitting in front of distressed paneling, wood paneling. And it's
kind of,
you know, 500,000 views.
It's funny how they all
look the same. We have like 100 views on every video.
That's not true.
We have like 1,000, which is bullshit still. It's still nothing, you know, comparatively to anything.
It's more than zero.
Yeah, it's more than zero, but it's closer to zero than it is to any other numbers every other podcast is doing.
All right. You know, fucking. You don't have to start about whining about whatever.
I love this. This is great interaction. This is good. We should bottle this and sell it.
What do you mean?
Just the energy of the podcast.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, stop talking about yourself like that.
I'm not talking about I'm stating facts. I'm just saying that should we keep doing videos? Everybody, check out the videos and see if the lighting looks better.
I don't know. They're long. Who has time to sit and watch a
That's why
YouTube
I'm saying,
for an hour?
Should we bother? I mean,
you know
I think people watch
said.
Joe Rogan
you know
for 4 hours.
Yeah, because
they love Joe Rogan. But I mean, what is the video aspect of, like, what does seeing Joe Rogan talking to Bert Kreischer add to it?
It is kind of funny because I thought the whole point of the podcast is that it is like,
yeah, it's like a radio
you
show.
Listen to it. I thought we could do the point of having videos to make clips to put online.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's part of it, you know, and then we're doing puppet stuff, we're doing animation stuff, we have all the backgrounds, but I think at the end of the day, which is my new favorite saying, which makes me sound smart, I just think it doesn't matter.
Well, then we won't do it anymore.
Okay.
It is a different vibe, like when we did Lizzie's and there's no video.
Yeah.
Some people do no video.
I mean, we could still do puppet clips with the audio.
It's up to you, whatever you want to do. That's your thing.
All right, Matt Cain, you're fired. Sorry. It's Amanda's fault.
I never said that.
It's Amanda's
fault. He could still edit stuff. Just this way, he doesn't have to do a whole hour and a half. He could just do like a few clips or something.
If you're not listening, if you join the Patreon, you get...
I think the video should just be for patrons, but maybe they don't watch it either.
Yeah. I think it's honestly, I'm not being negative. I think nobody gives a shit, which is fine. Like I guess I'll go down YouTube. I watch YouTube, but I don't watch television hardly.
Brendan
anymore.
Only watches YouTube.
Well, at night when
I have a couple hours
to myself. Naked
prank videos.
Yoga.
Oh yeah, naked.
Human's prank videos. See if that fucker's still around.
I wonder if he is.
That was like billions of views.
It's crazy.
Human TV. Gold Digger Prank, Part 46.
Our Zoom guests.
What's up, guys? Welcome
back to Human. Our Zoom guest can wait.
This video is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a
Blue Chew. He does a boner pill thing at first.
You chew it, and then you
it's
do
a
it.
Long
you
commercial. Chew it, then you do it.
Blue Chew's website today.
Holy shit. The first minute and a half is for Blue Chew.
Now, let's get well, they probably pay him the big bucks for that.
It's like a chewable tablet by Blue Chew.
Oh, his prank
is Blue Chew. Wait, let me see it.
Gold Digger Prank Part.
What's the prank? What's interesting? What would be the prank there?
Maybe in the bushes.
He's talking to a lady.
I'm just trying to break the ice. But I did take some. Anyway, I thought you were super cute.
She's blurred out for dinner, so you know it's real.
Maybe right there by the back.
And he has a.
Never really home.
Yeah, I mean, so. Makes sense.
This is unwatchable.
What's the prank, though?
Gold Digger Prank. It's when he, like, talks to a woman. She doesn't want to do anything with him.
And then
until
he says,
comes up, gets into a Ferrari. And then the girl's like, oh, wait, no, actually, maybe I'm interested.
Oh.
And it's, you know, he's done it at least 46 times.
I mean, it's a really funny premise.
But this motherfucker, you know, he's got 10.5 million subscribers. So... There you go. But you know what? Yeah, let's not be negative.
What's
you know?
Up, guys? Who Man here.
Shampoo
Oh, Who Man.
For another
Who
shampoo
man. Yeah,
prank.
Is that his
on
name?
The last shampoo prank, I told you guys.
I say
the
Who
video
Man.
Got a lot of shares and a lot of...
Well, that's the way the girl says it in the...
Oh, yeah, when she's in the shower, taking a shower in his shower and there's like a fog
machine.
Comes
in with
machine.
A chainsaw.
Yeah. She's like, Who Man!
But that might be what made him big. We need to do that.
Yeah, pretend to attack me with a chainsaw while I'm taking a shower at my friend's house.
Hope that we'll have to have you sign a bunch of waivers in case something goes wrong.
You're going to use a real chainsaw?
Yeah, you have to. Make it believable.
This is how I'll act. I'll be like, ah, Brendan, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Seriously, Brendan? That'll be me.
Yeah. Well, we should do a prank episode. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of pranks. Wait, let me.
Oh, we have the king of pranks. Is he on as himself today?
No, we have the number one Canadian improver. So you guys, you love the improv navy from us here in America. But are you familiar with Canadian improv? Well, you're about to
be. No, actually.
Is our guest there?
Guest, hello.
Hey, there he is. This guest needs no introduction.
He's frozen.
I'm not frozen. No, I just wasn't saying anything.
Oh.
Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
I just gotta change my name on here because I'm using.
Oh, we can't see your name.
We can't see it. Yeah.
We can't see it. It's cropped.
It's cropped.
Well, for my own self, I don't want to be looking at somebody else's name. I want to see when I'm, you know, when I'm doing a show, I want to be seeing my name. How come I'm seeing myself on both the windows now?
Because we're on you.
Now see,
you see
now
me?
You can see Brendan.
Now you see.
Okay. H-A. So are you guys going? Are we live or what's happening
we're
here?
We're live, honey.
Okay.
Say hello to
honey.
Our.
Oh, honey. Wow. Okay.
Say hello to our live studio audience.
That's no problem for me. I'm an improviser. I specialize in improv comedy, so this is no issue for me being sort of thrown straight into the fire here. Don't burn me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Out of the frying pan, out of the frying pan into the fryer.
How come the music's playing so loud?
It's done now.
Okay, well now it's
started again.
Yeah.
It's not that loud.
Is it loud?
Started again.
It's pretty low. Is that loud for you?
It's pretty loud for me. Yeah, it's about at the same volume that you are, I would say.
Right now?
I don't believe him. This is a bit. No.
He's doing a bit.
No, trust me. You'll know when I'm doing a bit. You'll know when I'm doing a bit. It's, it'll be when you're, calling somebody to put your sides back on together, but in all seriousness,
yeah.
I don't know the format of this. I don't know how you guys do your stuff. Can you green screen something in behind me? Like, can you do that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll do it later, though. We can't. We'll do it in post. We can't do it right now.
Post, like Marky Post from Night Court.
I don't know. We didn't get that. Didn't get that show up here in Canada. But I've heard of it. I've heard of it
in the 80s. Yeah, we don't like the 80s.
R.I.P.
So anyway, yeah, we have. Do you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
My name is Gord Starch. I am an improviser. I do improv comedy up in Canada. I am part of the improv troupe Maple Syrup Cunts, and we tour. We do live comedy. I'm very famous up here, and I've also had a show on the CBC as well. That probably some of you guys maybe know as well.
What's that? What's CBC?
Is that that? Is that's that the? Oh. Is that the marijuana oil that doesn't get you high? CBC oil. Sure, I'll take some. It's good for migraines.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, no, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, no, no. In all seriousness, though, that sort of joke wouldn't fly up here. We do not make fun of the CBC. It's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's government run, and they fund all of our arts, and it is really a wonderful organization. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them, and we wouldn't mock them. We wouldn't say, oh, the marijuana oil is disrespectful.
Do you all guys right, have that up there?
Apologize.
Do you have that
we
up there?
We have it
though?
Up here?
Yeah, CBC oil.
Oh, why don't you take a look into my eyes and let me tell you, because I'm high as hell on CBD right now.
Oh, man. Really? I thought it didn't get you high.
I thought it just chills you
well,
out.
Well, you're not getting the right stuff. You're not getting good stuff then. Oh.
Maybe there's a CBD oil we can call, and we'll get our first suggestion for our improv show.
Oh, I can't wait to do this. I'm excited to learn a little bit more about American improv, you know, and how it's different from Canadian improv, eh?
So this is the Improv Navy. Speaking of government,
fucking music. Fucking music is back.
It's not as loud. It's not that loud.
It can't be that loud. You maybe just turn your headphones down a little.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, then I can't hear you. Then how can I hear you?
Now, is it still loud?
It's tolerable.
Can you hear it? Can you even hear it now?
I could hear it.
Okay.
I can promise
you. Well,
it's our
theme music. Do you have NPR up there?
Well, I've heard of it. We don't have it. We don't have access to listen to it, but I've heard of it.
Do you guys have pizza?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have blue jeans, Levi's?
Yeah, Levi's. Yeah, Levi's are very popular. Cutoffs, you cut them off, you know, above the knee. That's very popular. Yeah. Levi's jean jackets. Hey, actually, a Levi's jeans and a jean jacket is what's known as a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Do you have ice cream?
Yes.
Dippin' Dots? This, what about?
You should see. Think about how easy it is for us to have ice cream with how cold it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just you make it out of the snow in your backyard.
we just leave it outside. We don't even have freezers.
Do you have Dippin' Dots?
You know what? Normally I would say no because that would make, but I fucking love Dippin' Dots. Yeah. And they actually have vending machines at the movie theaters where you can get Dippin' Dots. And I just had some the other day, like about a week and a half ago.
Which flavor? Which flavor do you like? Cookies and cream?
No, the banana one, banana split.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That one's good.
That fucking music.
I think it makes them mad.
So it's the Improv Navy.
Maybe you shouldn't play it. It seems to, like, agitate.
Speaking of government-run industries, we're here on NPR, and it is the Improv Naval Academy with... I'm your captain, the B-man, and I'm here with my first mate.
A-Train.
Also known as Hellman. And today we have... what was it? Gail...
Gord?
Gord Starch.
Gord Starch. That's funny, pretending not to know the guest's name, even though he's a big guest.
He's a number one improviser.
Maybe you're big in Canada, but it's a little far away from LA, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, we're in Hollywood.
We're in Hollywood, where dreams are made.
But I mean, that's kind of... geographically quite close.
Whereabouts in Canada do you hail from, eh?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I get all over the place. But I do live in Vancouver.
Have you ever been to Saskatoon?
Saskatchewan, yes. I've been to Saskatchewan. Regina, yeah. I don't have to tell you what kind of stuff I was saying there.
I was born... Actually, I was born out of Regina. Something like that.
That's funny. Yeah. It was actually born here. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm being told this is Regina, not vagina. Like, because you want them to know what you mean.
So, I was born... my friend Dick visits Regina quite often, I believe.
What the fuck? Are you kidding?
His name's Dick. And he's in Regina right now, I believe.
What?
Do people do that up there in Canada?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, it's well tread upon. The fact that Regina rhymes with vagina is something that's like... oft discussed up here, up north, yeah.
And if you're gonna clean Regina, make sure to clean it from front to back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand that one because I know nothing about women, but I imagine that's probably funny and accurate.
How many times have you had sex?
Oh, yeah. What, this week or this month? Zero for both.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
That was good. That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love those. I get those a lot of those laughs. I call them like, where'd those come from laughs? I get a lot of them when I'm on stage and everything where it's like, oh, that's kind of nice. Oh, where'd that come from? I don't know what they're laughing about, but
yeah.
Oh, Starch. What's your name again? Gord?
Gord Starch.
Yeah. A lot of us are named Gord in Canada. Most of us are named Gord.
Yeah. Well, you have to name your firstborn son after the father. So if your dad's Gordy Howe. Gord, that's why there's a lot of Gords.
Gordy. Yeah, Gord Downey. Do you guys know who Gord Downey is?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's actually really famous in Canada and not famous in America so much, but he was the lead singer of the Tragically Hip.
Oh, I know. I worked with a guy when I was in college. I delivered furniture to trailers, basically, in central Pennsylvania. And this guy wore a Tragically Hip hat all the time.
What songs do they do?
At the 100th Meridian. That's one of their songs. I mean, a lot of they legitimately, that it's like sort of a fascinating thing in that they are a very, very famous and beloved Canadian band that just sort of never really became famous in America at all.
Did their songs ever get on the radio, but they just didn't?
Oh, I mean, they definitely have some. They would get played on the radio in America. And I don't think they even tried. Like, they really were very rich and famous and successful just based on being in Canada. I don't know that they fucking needed you guys.
So crazy that Canada's like its own. Like, they can have a band and we don't even know about it. Like, that's how, like, I guess, like, legit.
They can have
Canada
a comedian.
Is.
You yeah. can have an improviser, famous improv comedian.
Yeah. That I've
a
never
lot
even
of,
heard
a lot of.
Of
people up in America. Oh, I never heard of them.
Up in America. Now that's funny. Here's some Tragically Hip songs. Tell me which one we should listen to. We've got Ahead by a Century.
Oh, that's the most legendary one.
Really?
You are ahead by a century.
1996, it says that came out.
Sorry?
Says that came out in 96 or no?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then there's one in 94, Nautical Disaster.
Yeah, I would know that. I don't know that one based on, I mean, I would know it.
Grace
but.
2? Grace, comma, 2, T-O-O.
Never heard of it.
New Orleans is Sinking?
Yeah, New Orleans is sinking, boy, and I don't want to swim.
What kind of music is it? Now I'm really curious.
38 years old. Do you know that one?
I would say it's like folk, blues, rock.
38 years old? Huh. You know that
38
one?
38 years old, never kissed a girl. That's the song. And
really?
You know what? I just realized that's... I'm 38 years old, but
Fiddler's Green. This came out in 91.
Fiddler's
that seems
Green.
Like a band you would like, Brendan. You like 90s.
Wheat Kings. Well, I'm a big Blues Travelers fan.
Yeah, huge.
Oh, if you like Blues Traveler, I'm not even joking. If you love Blues Traveler like I do, blues. Then yeah, you'll love the Tragically Hip.
I wear a vest with like 90 harmonicas on it, like ammo. Because I don't know if you have this up there, but we get sometimes, you know how like there's like music in musicals, there'll be like a big dance fight number.
Yeah.
Well, where I'm from, we would have like harmonica fights, and you got to like, you know, play the harmonica at each other until one of you drops.
Oh, wow.
You run out of air and pass out.
That's really, that sounds cool. No, I've never heard of that before. You know, like I said, I'm looking to learn. I'm looking to break in into American improv. I mean, improv and comedy and the entertainment industry in general. So
improv is huge in America. Oh, this is something you'd like, Brendan.
Now we're getting a copyright strike because of this.
First thing we climb a tree.
There's Gord.
And maybe then we talk.
You gotta wait till it kicks into the chorus.
You know the song?
Listen to our thoughts. With illusions of someday, casting golden light.
No dress Gord likes the song.
He's named
him. Look at him go.
Is this the chorus?
No, it does another verse. Oh, this is it.
$9.2 million views.
You are ahead by a century. You are ahead.
Just grooving out.
You are ahead by a century.
Not my thing. I don't think I like it. It's kind of boring. No wonder they weren't famous in America.
There is no chorus. You're talking about
that was
chorus.
It, I guess.
That was the fucking chorus. What are you talking about?
It didn't seem much different.
All right, sorry, Gord.
Tragically Hip.
Jesus.
It's a good name for a band.
That is a good name, but the band is not itself is not good. The name is good.
Tragically Shit is more like it.
Dude, would that go over well in Canada?
Yeah, would we be able to do a show up in Canada where we mock the CBC and Tragically Hip?
All you right. Okay?
What are your pronouns, Gord? He's fucking crying. Canadian loser.
He's such a bitch.
I mean, I just...
Oh, shit. What is it?
He works so hard. He's an artist.
It's all right.
Jesus Christ.
He works so hard as an artist to just disrespect him.
Are your pronouns bitch ass?
We forgot
pronouns
to
pronouns are he him.
Do you have to state your pronouns in Canada? Is that a thing up there?
My pronouns are we us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My pronouns are penis.
I like that. That's good. No, you don't in certain circumstances you do. It depends. You have to like say your pronouns maybe in some circumstances, but I don't know what you mean. Like not when you're just walking down the street.
Like let's say you're doing an improv show and you're like, "Welcome to the show. My name's Gord Staunch. My pronouns are he, him." Like would you
do
that?
Yeah, Gord Staunch. I would say my last name correctly probably. But
oh, it's not Staunch.
I would say I'm Gord Staunch. No, I don't think I'd have to say my pronouns, you know. Occasionally at a show I would, but I mean, Vancouver is very inclusive. It's very, you know, it's very, I guess, polite, eh? And hey, if we're too polite for you, sorry.
What if we did an improv scene where...
Well, what if we did one? We've been sitting around for about fucking 20 minutes. We haven't done one. We just heard some bullshit music, and then you guys disrespected one of the greats.
You would bullshit music, meaning the Tragically Hip song?
Yeah, I thought you liked that.
No. Century?
No, I mean the fucking shit you were playing in the background.
It's our theme song,
it's like probably
idiot.
Some mind control shit, honestly. Uh-huh.
Honestly, it's our theme song for the
honestly,
NPR.
The theme song is better than all of the Tragically Hip songs combined, and I'm not even, that's not even a joke.
Here, hold on.
Who made this?
This is the Tragically Hip. We suck. We're up in Canada. We're Canucks because we suck on big piles of Canadian shit.
We're changing our name from Tragically Hip to Tragically Shit.
Because we got diarrhea from Tim Horton's coffee, which is piss. Tim Horton's gay. So is the CBC. Tragically Hip. And look at me. I suck big fat shits.
So how'd you like that, Gord?
Did you just say that Tim Horton's gay?
Yeah. Wasn't he? I thought he was gay.
I mean, he might have been. I don't know. He's a hockey player, died in a car accident. I think he was a real piece of shit, to be honest.
Wait, did he? He died in a car accident? How long ago?
Well, like a long time ago, like in the 50s or something.
50s?
Wait,
but
did he start it? Did he start it, or they named it after him because he died?
Why? Are you
I don't know.
How did Tim,
I don't know. Okay. I think he started it.
Maybe we could call
a long time ago.
Let's call it Tim Horton. Can you? Is it possible to make a phone call to Canada?
I don't know. Let's see.
Maybe you have to call collect.
Okay.
What do you mean? You just dial the area code.
You have to put coins in, I thought.
Yeah, we use a payphone here.
We have a lot.
Just
we
dial
walk
the
around
area
with
code.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if it works.
You guys, what's your guys' improv background?
I
came up through UCB.
You're
took
UCB
all four levels.
Very sick.
I'm
very
a sick. Teacher, currently a teacher. I do shows every Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
What
at 8,
the
9,
hell?
10,
Which
and
one? At UCB Sunset? Or?
UCB Sunset's closed, so I do it at Franklin.
Sunset, UCB.
Sunset's closed?
UCB Sunset Sunset's is a closed. Victim of COVID.
UCB Sunset was a sham operation, I would say.
I can't believe it. That was so.
Was that your favorite place? Was that your favorite venue?
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, how's it going, eh? Hello?
Hello, eh?
Hi.
Yeah, this is right?
Yeah.
Why did Tim Horton invent?
She's not going to know.
Oh. I am here with Gord
she
Starch.
She could.
We're here with Gord Starch. He's the
number
one.
Hey, I'm Gord. I'm Canadian. I apologize for my two friends. They're from America. They don't understand how any of this stuff works.
Tim Horton was a hockey player who died in a car accident, correct?
Me?
Tim Horton was a hockey player who died in a car accident, correct?
You gotta call the head office. Here, let me get the head office phone number for you guys.
Do you have the
just 1 second. I'll just give the call to my manager.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
You're humiliating me.
Why?
Because this is the. So what we need to do? I can get you the. I can get you the cell phone number of.
Head of Tim Hortons.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes?
This is B-Man. I'm here with Gord Starch. He's the number one improviser in Canada.
Turn that fucking music off.
And we were wondering about Tim Horton. He's a hockey player who died in a car accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Actually, I have no idea who died in a car accident.
Did we call?
Yes.
And they don't know. This was 100 years ago.
Well, but did Tim Horton start the chain then? It's named after him. Was it started by him?
Okay.
Did I call like a French Canadian place? Is that what's going on here?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello. Yes?
Yeah. Tim Horton, is he. Did you ever hear the Tragically Hip?
You ever heard of that band?
You never heard
good.
Of that band?
It's, you know.
Oh, she's probably young. Listen, these are Americans, and they don't know what's going on, and I apologize. I'm Gord, and I'm a fellow Canadian, and I apologize, and I'm sorry, and we're going to hang up now, okay?
Yeah,
please hang up.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Okay, Tim Horton was
gay. I'm going to hang up as well.
Tim
Wait,
Horton
really
was
quick,
gay.
Really
thank
quick.
You. Yeah, you know,
Tim
you go
Horton
ahead and hang
gay.
Up, please.
Tim Horton was gay, right? So she said yes to that.
No, she did not.
I heard her say yes, he's gay.
She said, I don't know much about Tim Horton, but I do know that he's gay.
That's what she said right before she hung up.
Yeah. And they said that actually he died in a...
AIDS car accident.
It was a glory hole thing.
Oh. Yeah.
All male glory
so,
hole.
So I got the information for you in a normal way. I went and looked for it instead of just calling, you know, some random...
I thought you were an improviser.
What's the fun in Googling when you can interact with people?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I want to do some improv. I came on here to do improv. You guys seem to now be doing fact-finding missions for yourself.
It's all part of
internet research. I came on here to do improv comedy.
I studied under Del Close at Improv Olympics.
Oh, okay. Did you really? You worked with the man himself?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize.
Del Close and Jamie Farr I studied under. And they used to have they did an improv thing called Close and Far, where one of them really,
yeah,
right, like in the audience.
And then he's like, what?
Yeah. And then the other guy'd go outside and be yelling.
Yeah.
And you could barely hear him. That was the sweet spot, is like you could hear someone yelling, but you couldn't understand what they were saying. And I got to tell you, the Chicago crowds loved it.
Mm-hmm. Smart crowds in Chicago.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if they did a show, if Del Close and Jamie Farr did a show together, and then they called it Jamie and Del.
Yeah.
That's kind of my style of comedy. My style of comedy. It's like subvert expectations. Yes. Also be silly, but be a little controversial too.
Yeah.
I would describe your comedy as edgy. You're not afraid to like say it or go there. You know what I mean? I talk a lot about sex in my act. I talk a lot about...
Do you really?
Blowjobs. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
That's in her stand-up. That's in her stand-up.
That's in my stand-up. A lot of blowjobs, sex dolls, vaginas,
sex dolls.
Pussy.
Do you want to do... here, do 5 minutes of comedy.
I don't know about 5 minutes,
okay,
but...
I'll do 2 minutes.
Can I have a question about it?
Yeah.
Can I heckle? Can I heckle a little bit?
No.
Like funny stuff, though.
I don't know.
Maybe. So I was hooking up with this guy. I'll feel it out. So I was hooking up with this guy, right? I met him at a bar. I was fucking drunk. And he was cute. We started making out. I said, why don't you come back to my place? So we get back to my place. And what's funny about men is that when they get sexually aroused, they get a fucking boner. And I'm talking hard. And then so we went back to my place and he took his pants off. And what was there? Boing, 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 this fucking hard dick. And I was like, dicks are so gross. Dicks are gross. And then like the other day I said to my friend, why don't you suck a bag of dicks? Because she was being a bitch. Anyway, then he put his dick in my pussy. And then, but you know what's funny about men when they have sex is that they are like two pumps and then they're done. I mean, what the fuck's up with that? Anyway, that's just a little bit of my...
That's part of a much larger...
I mean, it's like a 20-minute story, so that's just kind of the beginning of it, but...
I related to it
just
in a lot of ways.
Yeah, a lot of the difference between men and women... dicks.
Well, I know that when I'm getting horny,
mm-hmm.
I know my dick definitely gets hard, and so that was the part that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that part. That's how I
reel them in, and then later I talk about like dicks and whatever.
So people get boners in Canada, huh?
Yep. Oh yeah. Too much.
When you guys jizz, they go, eh.
They go,
oh, eh.
I mean,
sorry, eh.
Make way for my maple syrup.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Please hold while we find an available agent to assist you. Also note, your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Do you have that stuff in Canada?
Your call is very important to
What's
us.
What's that?
Someone
Bunch
will
of recordings.
Recordings when you call
a phone
number.
Order ID or email used to place the order ready.
This is a CBD place, by the way.
We'll ask him for a...
Sounds like a European telephone.
We'll ask him for a suggestion. So
yeah.
You could do a CBD.
So what are they in? Might be in England. What's going on here?
Oi. Oi.
There you go. Fish and chips.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready if they're in England. I'll talk if they're in England.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're getting answered. Yeah.
CBD business is booming.
They're busy.
Yeah, it's the new Avon.
It was kind of crazy to go into a... I went into a weed store the other day, believe it or not. Bought some weed. Another,
are you doing material?
No, this is real. This is a real store.
Okay.
And I was looking around at all the these white girls buying weed. Oh, yeah, I like this strain. Oh, yeah, I like that strain. And it was just kind of weird because a lot of people are in jail for selling weed. And now you can just
All right,
buy
here
it.
We go. Okay, this is not a political show.
In Canada, do they arrest people for having weed?
Yeah.
Nope.
It's legal?
Oh, it's legal, yeah.
Are you high? Oh, yeah, you're high right now. I forgot.
Yeah, no, it's legal. It's legal and it's spectacular. It's it's legal and it's real. It's legal, real and spectacular. Yeah, it's we love our weed around here. You know, maybe a little bit too much. You know, that's what sometimes I say when I'm doing my show. But you know, I feel like this is. I want to get into an improv scene because that's where I shine.
Well, yeah. this is when I was at UCB, this is what they kind of taught you is like the first 15 minutes of your show. Just kind of talk to the audience, get to know them, ask them questions, ask them where they're from before you start your show.
That's uncomfortable sometimes, though. If it's a couple of people only, you're just talking to a couple of people.
You're just asking them some questions and...
If it's like one or two people and you're just having a conversation with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, like how we are right now. And then you lay the groundwork and then that's when you can start to play.
Hey, how's it going? This is the B-Man with, we do the NPR Crazy Naval Improv Hour. And we're just calling around. We have Gord Starch from Canada and we're doing an improv show.
Sorry.
We just need a suggestion for an improv scene.
Maybe call later, manager, when he's here, you can talk to him, maybe tomorrow.
Just any kind of suggestion, like a...
Wait. Just name a person. Fuck.
What an asshole.
Ugh.
Okay, if anybody lives near that, set it on fire.
Is that, is that in America or Canada?
That's where you got to figure that one out. If you live near a, break all the windows and set it on fire.
I did not realize there are stores where you go specifically for.
They're all money laundering schemes.
Sounds like it.
And don't burn down a.
Have you ever burnt down a building, Gord?
Gord, have you ever burnt down a building?
You know, my improv brain tells me, hey, Gord, say yes and then come up with something on the fly. But. The truth of it is I'm anti-crime and I don't believe in making even jokes about it in that sort of way. And it's not the kind of comedy that we do up here anyways in Canada.
Sounds fun.
I'm wondering what kind of comedy you do there. Cause you're telling us a lot about stuff that you don't say, but nothing that, you know,
but wait, listen,
I burned a person once.
There we go.
Okay. What did you do?
I burned a person.
What, like, what do you mean? Figuratively?
Burned him up.
You set a guy on fire.
Set a guy on fire, burned him up.
Okay.
All right.
And what's the story behind that?
Story behind it was he had a family, he was out of life, and now he don't.
All right. And he's you're a little perverted. You're a little...
Well, here we are.
It's nasty.
Wait a second. Why are you making it sexual? It wasn't sexual.
Oh, wait. This is a sexual thing?
No, it wasn't.
He
started with his dick. He set his dick on fire.
He was
like
sucking it so hard that it caught fire. And then he was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
and then
he
was trying to put it out. He was going, but then it just fanned the flames. And
You were literally blowing on a guy's penis because you set it on fire. And
if that did happen, maybe he would actually like it, too. He's like, oh, it actually feels good when you're blowing on it.
Yeah. So this is our first improv scene. Here we are at a Dippin' Dots, and somebody just broke all our windows. And okay, so here's the scene. You're in a Dippin' Dots. You, Gord and A-Train work at a Dippin' Dots, okay?
And you come in. You're the customer.
Well, and then someone... Yeah, I come in, and then...
I'm the manager.
Okay.
Oh, because you're a guy and she's a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like the maid or whatever. I'm cleaning the floor.
Okay.
You do well. You are cleaning the floor, but it's not because you're the maid. You're just a regular worker. But like, that's one of your duties.
Okay.
All right, I'm down on cleaning the floor.
So it's a misogynistic.
On my hands and knees. On my hands and knees, and you're my boss, and you make me wear like a French maid costume.
Yeah. And he sexually harasses you, and he blew one of the guys to death, I guess. Okay, so here's our scene. This is brought to you by NPR, and this is the Improv Navy reporting for duty. Captain B-Man, First Mate A-Train, and... our guest is...
on the poop deck.
On the poop deck, Gord Starch. And here we go. We're going to start the scene. And we start the scene today. It's a beautiful day at a Dippin' Dots in Canada. And take it away, kids.
Did you get that last little... There's a stain that's right there, and it's been there for a long time. I don't want to say what it is.
All right, I'll try. All right, boss, anything you say, I'll keep cleaning these floors.
Yeah, clean those
floors. My body hurts because I've been doing it for a few hours, but I'll keep doing it, boss.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you work 8 hours. What the fuck are you talking about? I've been doing it for a few hours. What,
I mean, I've been on my hands and knees, like it hurts. And you don't let me wear pants.
It's called
a
fucking job.
Shorts.
It's called a fucking JOB. It's called fucking working for a living.
I don't see you doing shit all day. You're just standing looking at your phone.
Listen, I have to make the tough decisions. I have to decide which dips and which dots. I got to decide what a dot is and which dips go in which dots. Okay? You don't know shit about that.
All right. Sorry. Yeah, because I'm just cleaning the floor all day. You don't even let me near the ice cream.
Yeah, you would say sorry, being that you were Canadian.
I'm sorry.
Busy.
Fuck, man.
Hey, wait, sir, how can I help you? Welcome to Dippin' Dots. Don't mind me cleaning the floor.
Keep cleaning. I will help the customer. You look nasty and ratty because you're all sweaty from cleaning. We don't want you to deal with the customers.
All right. Sorry, boss. Sorry. Hey.
I can't see you. You're ducked down below the counter. Oh, there you are.
Very busy in here.
Yeah, it is busy, but we only have so many Dippin' Dots, so fucking make your order quick if you want to get in on this shit.
Yeah, hi. I would like to... hold on here, I'm at the counter.
I know where you are.
He can see you.
Yeah.
Some genius.
Thank you, Meredith. Keep cleaning, but thank you.
It says here, ring bell for service.
I'm here, though. That's if nobody's here. Why is everybody so fucking stupid around me?
Ring bell for service. Here I go. And, okay.
I'm about to ring your fucking bell if you don't stop. I mean, listen, I'm taking it. Now you can't fucking ring it.
I'm here for some Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, that's what everybody's here for, dipshit.
Oh, I don't want any dipshits. That doesn't sound good.
Sir,
I guess
you're gonna
after,
need to, yeah, just start your order, please.
But wait,
sir.
I guess after
yeah,
you
thank
eat,
you, Meredith.
After,
thank you, Meredith. Meredith, if you keep making good decisions like that, I'll have you up on the counter.
Awesome.
I guess after you eat Dippin' Dots, you take a dip shits. Dippin' shits. After
yeah,
Dippin'
whatever,
Dots.
Man. What, hey, buddy, I'm not here to goof around and make jokes. Okay, we're running a business. So what flavor would you like?
Do you have shit flavored?
Oh.
Sir, you're
Meredith?
Not going to want to joke with the boss here. Yeah. That's not funny.
Well, guess what?
Can you just order and move on? There's a line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, hold on. It's this one says, huh, this bell says ring bell for service from a bitch. Okay. I guess, let's see. Okay. Oh, hi, man. I didn't
Meredith,
see you there.
I'm
Meredith,
cleaning the floor. I don't deal with customers.
Meredith, though, but when someone rings the bitch bell, that's you. I'm sorry.
All right. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering. Hey, wait a minute. What's that? Is that a Tim Hortons glory hole?
We have a Tim Hortons next door, so every Tim Horton comes with a hole. Yeah.
Yeah. So how does that work? Do you put the penises in on this side or
yes.
do they come through?
Either
from the
way.
Tim
don't tell
side?
Him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. He seems like he might be law enforcement. Don't answer his questions about the glory
nothing.
Hole.
Okay.
Never mind. Can I get you a Dippin' Dot, sir? That's why you're here. There's a line out the door.
No, I think you guys are rude, and I hate this place, so I'm going to break all the windows and set it on fire.
No, don't! I just cleaned all the floors! No!
Wow.
Boss, I've been cut. I've been hit. It's in my neck.
I understand. And listen, this is going to be the big button that we go out on. Listen, I understand that you're cut and your jugular's cut, but don't stop cleaning the floor. That would be the button that we go out on. Right? And scene. And then everyone's like, holy fuck, that was a scene.
Boss.
Okay, you guys are still doing the scene, it seems.
Well, like. Listen to the inferno. It's on fire.
Yeah, I know, but I already did the big punchline where everyone laughed, and so it seems like right now what you're doing is sort of disrespectful to one of the members of the group.
Please, I have a daughter.
Oh, hold on, let me ring.
Now you've got a bunch of daughters.
Wait, don't speak until spoken to.
Please help me.
Okay, I just rang the bitch bell. Now you can talk.
Please help me. I'm dying. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, hold on. You said break another window? Okay.
No, please. Ah, you're cutting up. My head is all cut open. Please.
Okay, hang on. She's dead now. I got another good button.
Okay.
Oh no, Meredith's dead. Now who's gonna clean the floor?
Service, please. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the first scene of the Naval NPR Navy Ship Improv Comedy Troupe with guest Gord Starch.
Wow.
That was good, Gord. Scene. Now we know why you're big in Canada.
Yep. I'm big up in Canada, and I'm big down below the belt also.
What's that? You have a large penis?
I have a long penis.
Oh. It's long and thin like a noodle.
It's not thin. It's just, it's not thick.
It's okay.
Like I feel like when I say big, people are kind of like, when they see it, they're like, well, you know, they don't really see it as, they always say, well, it's long. It's not big. Yeah.
Depends what it's compared to, though.
As a woman, I like men.
Like if it was
I'm only with men who have penises that are around 13 inches. That's my preference.
Wait a second. Aren't you with...
Oh, yeah, but we don't have sex.
We're just friends.
We're just friends.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Healthy, don't you?
It is cool.
Thought you had, like, a family and stuff, but...
Yeah, but we're not, like... We're just...
And I do. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here with my wife and Gord Starch. He's from Canada.
Okay.
And
hello.
We had some questions about CBD, like the CBD oil.
Okay, can I put you on a brief pause for a second?
I don't know.
Gord's on the line from Canada, so...
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put me on hold, that's fine, I guess, but I'm calling from Canada,
Do you have enough quarters, Gord?
We don't even do quarters anymore here.
Loonies and toonies?
Okay, well, if it's a quick question, I can answer it really quick. There's just a customer, but...
Okay.
If it's a quick question, I can answer it.
Does the customer seem nice and like you should help them first?
Can we talk to the customer?
Or do they seem like kind of like a whatever kind of person?
Put the customer on the phone.
I think they need assistance.
Put the customer on the phone.
You could just put the phone on speaker and then we could
help
talk
the customer,
way.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what's your guys'
So we're
question?
Doing, we're the improv, we're from, you know NPR? We're the Improv Comedy Navy, and we're calling around to get some suggestions for our improv scene. So just
you probably noticed that we were being kind of funny.
Person, place, or thing, movie style.
I think she... Oh, God.
She's got to sell someone her snake oil. Such a...
Nobody will even give an improv suggestion.
Usually they do. You know what? We're starting off on the wrong foot. Let's...
Gord, yeah. You're being a little aggressive. I think that's...
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah. Gord, I think it's your fault.
This is similar to a lot of phone conversations I have.
Where people hang up on you?
Yep. So it might be, I might be the reason. When people hear my voice or something about it, they say it's grating. Mm.
Are these comedy bookers?
It's unpleasant, yeah.
Is it comedy bookers that hang up on you? let's see here. Okay, let's call it American Coffee Place. We'll find out if they ever heard of Tim Hortons, and then we'll get a suggestion for an improv scene.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!